Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106. We'll now delve into the richness and depth of these sacred texts. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 74. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, O God, why have you rejected us so long? Why is your anger so intense against the sheep of your own pasture? Remember that we are the people you chose long ago, the tribe you redeemed as your own special possession. And remember Jerusalem, your home here on earth. Walk through the awful ruins of the city. See how the enemy has destroyed your sanctuary. There your enemies shouted their victorious battle cries. There they set up their battle standards. They swung their axes like woodcutters in a forest. With axes and picks, they smashed the carved paneling. They burned your sanctuary to the ground. They defiled the place that bears your name. Then they thought, "Let's destroy everything." So they burned down all the places where God was worshipped. We no longer see your miraculous signs. All the prophets are gone, and no one can tell us when it will end. How long, O God, will you allow our enemies to insult you? Will you let them dishonor your name forever? Why do you hold back your strong right hand? Unleash your powerful fist and destroy them. You, O God, are my king from ages past, bringing salvation to the earth. You split the sea by your strength and smashed the heads of the sea monsters. You crushed the heads of Leviathan and let the desert animals eat him. You caused the springs and streams to gush forth, and you dried up rivers that never run dry. Both day and night belong to you. You made the starlight and the sun. You set the boundaries of the earth, and you made both summer and winter. See how these enemies insult you, Lord. A foolish nation has dishonored your name. Don't let these wild beasts destroy your turtle doves. Don't forget your suffering people forever. Remember your covenant promises, for the land is full of darkness and violence. Don't let the downtrodden be humiliated again. Instead, let the poor and needy praise your name. Arise, O God, and defend your cause. Remember how these fools insult you all day long. Don't overlook what your enemies have said or their growing uproar. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 74 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. God's past promises can give you strength in your current struggles. The author was a worship leader, and his heart broke when he saw God's enemies burn the Lord's sanctuary and all the places his name was worshipped. Had the king forgotten his people or his promises? Yet the author would not renounce his faith. He boldly declared the power, authority, and goodness of God, which was written in the chapter we just read in verses 12 through 17. The prayer was for the Lord to rise up and protect his people, which was cited in verses 18 through 23. We know from history this is what God did. When you are going through struggles, it is helpful to look back and remember the faithfulness of Jesus. He died for you, rose again to set you free, and lives in you. Your life tells countless stories of his goodness, yet it is easy to forget these stories when you are hurting. It may be helpful to write down these stories. This could be in a journal, on your computer, or in your phone. You could even write in the dates for these, quote, blessing stories, end quote, as a way of seeing what the Lord was doing in your life at different times. Hard times will come. Life promises this to us, yet God's promises will see us through every storm. He will never turn away from you. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Will the hard times cause you to turn away from Him? What are your past stories of God's faithfulness? We're grateful you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.